Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, along with Jack Blood, who does a program called Deadline Live. And that comes on immediately after Alex on most of these same GCN stations. My program, Erskine Overnight, is on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight East Coast. And it's a pleasure having Jack Blood with me. It takes two of us to fill in for one Alex Jones, and that's the truth. It's marvelous. If you listened last hour, you heard Mr. Jones calling in from in London, where he's at the very heart, at the beast of the belly of the beast, and it's wonderful to be here with you, Jack.
Wonderful to be with you, Alex. I mean, Alex Erskine. And you said it. It does take two of us to fill in for Alex Jones. You know, I do this every day. One of the hardest acts to follow every day, 2 hours a day. I'll be on 5 hours talking to not only the American people, Erskine, but the people around the world. And it's just such an honor and a privilege, and I never take it lightly.
Well, last time we talked last hour quite a bit about CAFTA, and it's very propitious that they had the 7-7 event. And during this event, and they're having all the major hullabaloo going on, you're not hearing anything about this CAFTA being passed. In addition to this, there is a possibility, a very strong possibility, that the new Watergate for Mr. Bush could have been this Karl Rove event where they outed this Valerie Plume, and by outing her, they broke all sorts of different federal laws. And this could have led to the impeachment of Mr. Bush, but nothing because of the events that happened in London. Isn't it fortunate for people like Mr. Bush that these type of things occur just when he's in the deepest of hot water?
Well, and it always happens that way. In fact, I guess we can get on our crystal balls out every time we see the numbers dropping. Every time we see the support dropping for guys like Bush or Blair, we can almost expect another attack. I mean, they're just right on time, Erskine. And I think that that has to be said. Now, of course, is that evidence? Can we use this as evidence in fighting this info war? Well, I think it goes part and parcel. It's all a piece of the puzzle. But there's so many pieces to that puzzle now, Erskine, looking at this bigger picture. And I've said this on my program before. We're only missing a couple of pieces. That doesn't mean we can't see the picture. People will look and say, well, the puzzle's not all the way together, Erskine. We're missing that little blue piece of the sky. You know? So we know what's going on. There is ample evidence. And if you go to jackblood.com, if you go to Infowars.com, if you go to prisonplanet.com and pick out the best sourced material there, you'll be ready with these 50 caliber info bullets to fight this info war, Erskine.
It's not by coincidence. Things don't happen by coincidence. And if you look at what Congress has been doing, the fact that CAFTA passed by two votes, and then you look at what they've done on the energy bill, they're giving a $15 billion in tax breaks to America's energy, oil, and gas producers. Hey, there's a good idea. $15 billion to the oil companies, like they're not getting enough already. And then they're going to extend the hours of daylight savings time by an extra month. I mean, they're doing nothing as far as alternative fuels or anything that America needs to become energy independent. We are becoming globally dependent.
Erskine, have you noticed that the days between the time where you use your air conditioner and the time where you use your heat source are becoming less and less all the time? Every year it seems like I get about a couple of weeks where I don't have to use either of those energy-sucking devices. But now that margin seems to be closing more and more all the time.
Oh, it's getting much, much smaller. But, you know, Jack, if they give us an extra hour of daylight savings time, won't that burn up a lot of crops in the Southwest?
Oh, well, you know, it's all for our safety. And you know, and just think what would happen if the energy companies and the multinational companies weren't getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. I mean, just think how unsafe we would be then. Whatever happened to Ken Lay? Whatever happened to the trial of Enron? Erskine, we're going to go to break.
Absolutely.
Here.
And they do put away the only woman in America who cleans house and does the laundry and does the yard work, and that's Martha Stewart. They put her away. We'll be back on The Alex Jones Show, along with Jack Blood and Erskine sitting in for Alex, right after these words.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is Erskine and Jack Flood, two per day, both of us sitting in for Mr. Alex Jones. Why two of us? Because it takes two to sit in for one Alex, who is in London. He's at the belly of the beast covering the news for you where it's happening. Now let's look at the situation. We are under terror alerts. We have all of these things where we have to take our shoes off at the airport. You have to bow and curtsy before Homeland Security. And yet we've got the open borders with Mexico. Is anybody going, duh? I mean, you've got open borders with Mexico, and yet we are under a microscope. War has indeed been declared, but it's war on the American public. What do you think, Jack?
Well, when you mentioned the open borders, you forgot all about Al-Qaeda sneaking in suitcase nukes through those open borders, which, of course, many people have said we're 90 days away from getting nuked. In fact, a new report just came out yesterday. The top priority, the highest form of risk from Al-Qaeda, is bio and chemical weapons. And the mainstream news just came out and named dozens and dozens of bio and chemical weapons that Al-Qaeda likely has. Of course, that really kind of chills common sense altogether, doesn't it, Erskine? How does Al-Qaeda get hard to obtain bioweapons? How are they able to maintain those bioweapons? How are they able to get and maintain the suitcase nukes? Well, you know, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. Of course, now that we have open borders, we always have, we just sneak them right across.
We are being attacked with bioweapons right now due to the open borders, and I'll tell you how. They've had 87 hospitals in California that have had to close because they simply have treated so many illegals that they have gone broke. We have new diseases coming in all the time. They've opened up leprosy hospitals on the East Coast. We've got diseases that have never been in the United States before that are coming across. This is aside from the fact that we are losing jobs. The new jobs being created, who's getting them? The illegals, by and large, are getting a ton of the new jobs that they keep touting that are being created. I think we need to go to the lines first, and let's go to Arthur in Kansas. Arthur, thank you. Thank you, my friend, for holding on. You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I have a quotation here that shows what the fools on the hill have done. It's by Samuel Adams in a letter to John Taylor in 1811. He says, "Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy that did not commit suicide."
Well, that's a pretty good quote from Samuel Adams. I've only had his beer, but that's a pretty good quote. What do you think, Jack?
Well, Samuel Adams also said, "America is the well-wisher to freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and vindicator only of her own." We've been warned many, many times. In fact, we even had George W. Bush out saying, if we don't stop extending our troops all around the world in nation-building missions, we're going to have a serious problem coming down the road. Those are the words of W. himself.
Thank you for the call, Arthur. That was certainly a very cogent statement. Let's go to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Oh, hi there. I'd just like to make a suggestion that let's call into the mainstream talk show. I think this is a very fruitful idea.
Yeah.
I had an experience on a Peter Boyle show about 9 months ago. He started out with guests pointing out that the World Trade Center attacks were done by the U.S. government, actually. And the guest was not articulate, so Peter Boyle was using all kinds of disinfo tactics to try to discredit him. One of them was he kept saying, "Well, you need to take your meds." You know, just really derogatory comments, which kind of got me a little upset, so I called the show. One of the Peter Boyle said to the guest was, "You're the only person who's a talk show host who stuck his foot in his mouth because a whole bunch of called in because they were also upset." By the time I got on, I told him he stuck his foot in his mouth. I said, "You said that there were only two people in the whole world to believe that." And I said, "Every caller so far that's called in has said that." And when people call in on these shows, they have to realize that they're going to be discredited in some way. They're going to be, they're either going to be censored before they get on, or somebody's going to try to, make them look stupid.
Yeah, well, with most of them, they won't give you the freedom that you have here. Most of them simply won't put you on if they feel like you're going to say anything that's divergent from what the host has to say. Here, if you say something divergent from what Alex has to say or from what Jack has to say on his program or what I have to say, more power to you. Bring it on. Let's talk about it. But they don't want a discussion. They can't stand the light of day, and you know that.
But give it to them anyway. You know, I used to try to train people on my show to do this. We had a segment called Locked and Loaded that was meant just to give people the fact of the day, the fact of the week, and we would give people advice on how to call these shows. And I'll tell you, I love hearing these neocon talk show hosts exasperated, getting call after call after call, going against their phony left-right paradigm.
Right. One of the things a person should do is say the words Infowars.com every time, just before they get interrupted, because they're going to be interrupted constantly. So before they get interrupted, keep saying Infowars.com.
Yeah. Better than saying Baba Booey. In fact, I remember when O.J. Simpson was about to be rounded up at his house during the O.J. Simpson trial, and you had Al Michaels and anchor for Peter Lemmings. Jennings. Lemmings? Is it Lemmings or Jennings? I think it's Peter Lemmings. And they were detailing how they were about to capture O.J. Simpson. And a caller called in and he said, "Looky here, I live next door to O.J. Simpson and I can see everything that's happening. And Baba Booey." And Lemmings didn't catch on to it. But But Al Michaels did. Well, you could do the same thing. You can call in to major media events where they're desperate to take calls. They'll put anybody on, and you could change the subject right out of the blue and start talking about 9/11. Slip in Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and wake a lot of people up. I believe, Erskine, that people are out there just waiting for this information. And the thing that kills me is that we aren't on enough radio stations. We're not getting out to enough people. And I know everybody out here, you're making copies of these films. You're doing what you can. Are you putting flyers on your neighbor's porch? Are you going to big stadiums where the big Bread and Circus sporting events are, and you putting flyers on people's windshields? I mean, there's so many things we can do, Erskine, to affect a massive wake-up call.
Yes, and if you want to get Alex Jones on a radio program, station near you, on a radio program, on a station near you, you find a station, go down and ask them, make some calls to that program director, make some calls to them, inundate them, make sure it's an independent radio station. You'll have a lot better chance, but do that. Tell them that you want to hear Alex Jones, or you want to hear Jack Blood, right, or you want to hear Erskine Overnight on your radio station. It has made a difference. It certainly can make a difference, because these people are driven by audience. If you've got an audience that wants to hear them, they a lot of times will put them on, if it's an independent station, not one that's controlled or owned by the Bush Boys.
Great point by that caller, though. I mean, we can't just sit here and listen and take in all of this information without getting it out to people and calling into other talk radio shows, calling into radio stations, trying to get us up or down the dial from these very programs to counteract everything they say is one way to do it. And I'll tell you, years and years ago, when we were up the dial from these neocon shows, Erskine, we were saying Project for New American Century. We were telling that they wouldn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We were 2 years ahead of the curve. That includes even guys like Michael Moore.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if talking about getting on some of these shows that are desperate, I saw Alex on Court TV at the Republican convention, and in 2 minutes he got all the information that you could want out, and they didn't know what hit them.
C-SPAN, and I was right across the street watching
right.
that in the tavern there, and the whole place was whooping and hollering, and, you know, that'll tell you what the consensus of people are. They want to hear this, and you know what, Erskine, here's another thing related to that level is, you know, people are scared. This is just like Nazi Germany. People are afraid to speak out now unless they know there are other people out there that feel just the way that they do. So even people that haven't heard this information, don't listen to Genesis, they feel that something is just terribly, terribly wrong. So when you're in the shopping center and you're running through all of the beeps and the checks and the barcodes, and there's one aisle open because everything's self-service, all those jobs have been eliminated at the supermarket, and you say, well, won't it be much easier when I have my subdermal microchip to buy my groceries? You'll find that people will agree with you all around you. They know about all of this.
Oh, certainly they do. Certainly they do, especially with all the cards and codes and everything else that we have today. I think we have time to go to New York, and one other call. Ron?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to try and touch on three subjects. I'm going to touch on them in extremely intelligent ways that probably most people have not thought about at this point. The first I'll talk about is CAFTA. CAFTA, once implemented, is not a bill that is good for the salt of the earth people in the U.S. or in Central America. It's good for a handful of elite plutocrats who will benefit by inflicting a lot of economic pain in both regions. Now, there's a consequence to this bill here, and you got to think about this in a historical and political context. Central America is an area with a history of insurrection and revolution. As a matter of fact, usually because of economic, political injustice. If we make the situation down there, which is hardly ideal, worse through this policy, what we're going to be doing is re-energizing communist or Marxist-type insurrections that we thought had passed 15 or 20 years ago. And consider the fact that you have now what I call an axis of communism between Cuba and Venezuela. Just looking for any cause, fertilizing cause, to go and agitate and incite the region. We're handing that to them, with China, by the way, tacitly off in the background. But I'm sure if things heat up there, China will move a little bit closer into making mayhem within Central America in conjunction with nations that are friendly to it, such as Castro's Cuba and Chavez's Venezuela. We will, in 5 years, maybe less, wind up having to contend with, to the south of our borders, what you could call Marxist fundamentalism, in addition to what they claim we're contending with to the east.
Ron, I think we need to go to break fairly soon. But when you're talking about the problem in Central and South America, the Chinese have virtually taken over the Panama Canal. They have militarily, and they have bought it up. This is Erskine sitting in with Jack Blood on the Alex Jones radio program. Our number, 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is Erskine along with my friend Jack Blood. Deadline Live comes on right after Alex on most of these same Genesis radio stations, and we're sitting in. It takes two of us to sit in for one Alex Jones, and we're talking with Ron in New York, and we're talking about what he considers the access and how we may be setting up for a communist Central America and South America. There's a big battle going on right now in South America between Russia and China. They both are buying up resources throughout all of South America. We're watching it being handed over to the communists, and while we're giving China most favored nation status. It makes no sense at all, Ron.
No, not at all, and it makes no sense to initiate an economic policy that will create animosities within a large percentage of that population in that region, okay, and then create a fertile ground for elements like Castro and Chavez in Venezuela, and as I says in the background, we have Red China, to go in there and take advantage of. Now, basically speaking, why... And I guarantee you that'll almost evolve within 5 years, maybe less.
So what you're saying is, bottom line, CAFTA is not in our national interest from a military standpoint. We've been talking about how it's not in our interest in an economic standpoint, and yet the Congress still passed this. They are treasonous in passing this. It is giving away our sovereignty, and it is also 5 years, 10 years down the road, giving away Central America, South America, possibly to the communists, and giving them an even stronger foothold.
Right, because, you know, gentlemen, when they passed that legislation, my guess is that it really wasn't done in the interest of the American people, the salt of the earth people of this nation. It was in the interest of a handful of greedy, selfish plutocrats. You might say international patroons. And that's the only interest that this thing will serve.
Look, in the world of doublethink, Ron, we know what free means. Free to exploit people and nature and everything around it. Free is anything but free if it's coming from the globalists, just like patriot is anything but patriot, and New Freedom Initiative involves slavery.
Well, let's call it what it is. When you have a corporate takeover, and America has indeed had a corporate takeover under the neocons, it ought to be neo-corporations. Rule of, by, and for corporations is very simply fascism. We are now coming very close to being under the Fourth Reich.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should speak about doublethink. That leads me to my two other issues that I wanted to discuss. As we speak in the United States Senate, they're debating a gun liability bill, which I'm sure you two gentlemen are familiar with. They amended the bill yesterday, and it goes like this. It says that manufacturers have to provide trigger locks with the sale of every firearm. And it goes further and it says, if the firearm is stolen and the trigger lock was on the gun, then the owner of the gun is not liable. So, of course, the reverse inference is, if you are the victim of a burglary through no fault of your own and your gun is stolen and doesn't have a trigger lock on it, you are liable. Even in spite of the fact that you might have had the gun stored in a bank vault, if someone broke in, it didn't have a $10 trigger lock on it, you're liable. I mean,
let's face it, if you're going to do gun safety, you need safe bullets that won't hurt people.
I think if you want to do gun safety, we're going to have to approach this problem from a social point of view. And I mean, for instance, you can't have a culture that glorifies gangster rap, which the corporations pump out into everybody's veins. It pumps it out into the young people's veins. And then wonder why there's criminality in this country.
Hey, Grand Theft Auto is selling like hotcakes, but then they're going to take away our guns.
Right. And it's just the, you know what, Grand Theft Auto, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much of this vomit that is...
All being done by whom? All being done by corporate America and corporate internationalists. It's not corporate America.
Right.
Hey,
that
is the village raising your child.
Who will posture themselves as credible and legitimate entities when they're anything but? And another point I want to bring up, talk about doublethink. As you gentlemen well know, throughout many parts of this country, New York in particular, the city of New York, and the state of New York now, they're doing random bag searches, and they say that's because of what happened in London, England. I find it rather ironic that in London, England, where the explosions took place, they're not doing random bag searches. Do you know that?
No.
Well, that's contrary to the news articles I've read, Ron.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not. They're doing it here, but they're not doing random bag searches there. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're just shooting people.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. And I've heard, there are people who are actually stating that there's a justification for shooting an innocent Brazilian because if it does nothing else, even though the poor guy was innocent, it shows the terrorists we mean business.
Huh.
We mean business.
Oh, absolutely. We mean business no matter who it is. Guilt, innocence, it doesn't matter. Ron, thank you for the call. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program on Genesis Communications Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
America, this is Erskine and Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. It takes two of us to sit in for Alex, and our number here is 800-259-9231. Reminding you that martial law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is available for $19.95 right now. Martial law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Get this video while you still are free to. While you're still free to. This will open your eyes as to what's going on. If it isn't sitting on your shelf, it should be, because it shouldn't just be sitting on your shelf. You should be making copies of it, getting it out. People say, what can I do? one thing you can do is wake up the American people to what is occurring today. Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. The latest video by Alex Jones is only 1995. Alex is on assignment right now, working on his next video, but this is one you must have. It's three films in one, starring Alex Jones and co-starring Jack Blood.
I wouldn't go that far. I have a very small cameo in it, and that's a funny story in itself. Let's give out the number, and I want people to get this. Please make us look good. Make Erskine and Jack Blood look good.
Well, you can go to InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com, www.InfoWars.com, or you can call 888, toll-free, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Do it today while you can still get this video, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Everywhere that, and show it to your preacher. Show it in a community center. Show it around. Let everybody see this video. Somebody who comes over and says, well, I don't know what's going on, but something doesn't seem right in this country, or, you know, I think things are probably doing pretty well, and we're doing just great here. Show them this video. Let them wake up. You've got to wake up America.
Before it's too late, you made a good point, Erskine. I mean, we have no idea if this video could become banned, if they can all get confiscated. We have no idea how long this can be available because of the clip that the New World Order is running at right now. So I just hope people get this. This will be, I guess, contraband in the very near future. But order the video, 888-253-3139. It's three videos in one. What you're getting is three videos for the price of one. And I suggest you get as many of them as possible in the great packaging that is offered by InfoWars.com, by Alex Jones. Get as many of those as possible. The price drops down significantly. And send those out as presents, birthday presents. I can't think of anything more effective, Erskine, than giving somebody something that says, I love you, than giving them an Alex Jones video. And this is the best one he's done.
Absolutely. It's three videos in one. You all know about the Bohemian Grove. It's got information about that. It's got information about martial law 9/11. This is the information you're simply not going to ever find anywhere else. Only in this video will you find this information. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Hi, John.
Hello. I've got a comment about the London bombing.
Yes.
I was in the Air Force and stationed in England for 8 years. And it was common to wear field jackets and long underwear in July. And I believe it even snowed once in July, since Britain is the same latitude as Canada and Alaska. So wearing a jacket is not probable cause to shoot and kill people or arrest them as bombers.
Which is
why Alex said there was a high today of 65 and a low down into like the upper 50s. Now, I don't know about you, but when it's down to 65, that's a little chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, I wear jackets in that kind of weather.
Well, they just came out today, I believe it was, and said that the guy actually wasn't wearing a heavy coat, that was psychological warfare used by the media on the people. So now they're actually retracting that. You know, it's funny, too, John, they're retracting a lot of things. And it's interesting to watch how the news stories change, how the timelines change. We were told that these were sophisticated, militarized bombs that were used. Well, we took that and ran with it. And then the next thing you know, they're showing on TV an improvised explosive device with tacks and nails that was unexploded and found by these so-called terrorists. So, I mean, the way they changed these stories, Erskine, is just astounding, and it's got to be a red flag for everybody paying attention.
Oh, it absolutely has to be, and like John was saying, this time of the year in London, it's not unusual for people wearing jackets. Are you going to just line up everybody who wears a jacket? What are you going to have to do, stand around wearing just a T-shirt or wearing Speedos? Get real. And John, very good comment on that. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to James in Michigan. James, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm glad to see that both of you are doing the double duty show to take care of one dynamite Alex Jones.
Right. You're right. It takes two of us, but we're trying to hang in there just as well as we can. You got
it. Not just
right,
the two right. of us, but it takes you and all the callers as well. I mean, that's the balance that we really need here.
Well, you know, Alex is Mr. Dynamite when it comes to talk radio. That's my opinion of him. But I was going to say, you know, this goes back what we're talking about here, you know, with this global intrusion. If you look back after World War II, the history of it, General Patton had told President Truman at the end of World War II that we should invade the Russians because the Russians were up. He knew what the Russians were up to as far as global domination. He says this was the time to get to the Russians while they were at their weak point, and Truman says, no, leave them alone. We just got done fighting the war.
Well, you had the same thing with General MacArthur, who wanted to take care of the situation there, and we've got this problem now with North Korea. And again, Mr. Truman said no.
And right. what happened to Patton?
And what happened to Patton? He was mysteriously killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
And then General MacArthur, of course, was relieved of his command. And then he was toted in 1952 as a possible presidential candidate, but he couldn't see running with Eisenhower. You know, there's two eagles clashing, two generals clashing together there.
He had enough of that, I'm sure.
Right. And then 1967, I want to bring up another fact there. 1967, down in Cuba, while the Vietnam War was going on, we had the North Vietnamese delegation, the Red Chinese, and the Russian all meeting in Havana, right underneath our borders. The CIA, our government knew this was going on, but yet they didn't want to divulge any of this. But they had the communist regime was all meeting with Castro in 1967 while we're over there setting our boys to shed their blood in Vietnam. And yet, this Vietnam War turned out to be like this war that's going on now in the Middle East. It turned out to be a catastrophe, and it was a farce.
Well, and Brown and Root, of course, this all started with the phony pretext of the Gulf of Tonkin,
right,
which is now admitted through the LBJ libraries, and now that's just common knowledge. But what isn't common knowledge is that Brown and Root was there to capitalize off of Vietnam, and of course, we all know now that Brown and Root became Halliburton. So same song and dance, same story. Also, I mean, going after Vietnam instead of Cuba, or going after Vietnam instead of China or Russia, is equivalent to going after Afghanistan instead of Pakistan, or going after Iraq instead of Israel. Now I've said it. Now I'm in trouble.
But it's,
well, now get real. We didn't need to build an oil pipeline across some of those other countries, Jack. We had to build the oil pipeline across Afghanistan. So we go into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. That was pretty successful. We go into Iraq to get weapons of mass destruction. That was pretty successful. This is the sort of president I want back in office. Get real. I mean, it's a joke, and you have a war on terrorism with open borders. I mean,
hey,
you've got to look at this and say, scratch your head.
Let me complete the circle, Erskine, because we went into Afghanistan to build the Unocal pipeline. Now we've got China buying Unocal.
I know. If it wasn't so sad as to what's happening in this country, you could almost sit back and laugh at it. It is as if, as if you've got certain elements trying to destroy this country?
No, that would be a conspiracy theory, despite all of the evidence, facts, and archives.
Yes, John, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut into your time.
Oh, James.
James, sorry.
Now, one thing I'll tell you, I'm going to make this a final point here. Look who's still in power in Cuba since 1959. Castro has been in power there, and isn't that funny how he has stayed in power? Yet there's always talking about trying to get him out of there, but he never got eliminated. There was just always the threat of it. The Bay of Pigs in 1961 with Kennedy. And I think that was the only attempt there was to remove him from his dictatorship.
Well, good point. And who is the overseer of Cuba right now? It's none other than David Rockefeller in the American Enterprise Institute. In fact, Erskine, I interviewed a gentleman who was David Rockefeller's right-hand man. And I asked him two questions. One is, what is the health of 80-some-year-old David Rockefeller? He said he's going better than ever. He's got more energy than ever before. And he'll have many years to come of overseeing as a controller. I also asked him, what happens when Castro is gone? What's going to happen then? And he said, don't worry, we have Raul, Fidel's brother, ready to go when Castro takes that lethal fall down the stairs like we saw a little while ago. So, I mean, there's the plan, but you make a good point. Here we're fighting communism. Here, we had to fight the Red Menace, and we had the big Red Scare here. I was diving under my desk as an elementary school student back in the 60s to protect myself from the nuclear bomb, yet Castro remains there in Cuba, I guess, again, because of all of his nuclear weapons. I don't know.
Just like Dr. Stan Monteith had stated on his radio show a couple of years ago, if you're familiar with him.
Certainly.
Okay, Dr. Monteith had said, it wasn't Oswald that killed Kennedy. He said it was our CIA. This is what he states. He stated on his show, and I'll never forget him saying that.
Well, I had Bill Bonanno, the Godfather, on my program, and he said it definitely was CIA gave the contract to the Mafia, and the Mafia killed Kennedy. That's the way it came
I also interviewed Bill Bonanno. I actually got to meet him in person, Erskine, when I was working out of Phoenix, and he came down with his five bodyguards.
Sure.
And that's exactly what he said. He said that Hoffa was made into ashtrays, much like the evidence from 9/11, sent over to China and turned into ashtrays or paperweights. And he said that Joey Rossetti or Johnny Rossetti,
right,
had said he was in one of the manholes on that fateful day in Dallas and took him out with a key shot.
Let me tell you the funniest part about the Bonanno interview that you'll get a kick out of, that I did with him live right across the desk there in Phoenix also. And when I was talking with Bill, I asked him about Roy Cohen, who was his attorney, and I said, didn't Cohen show you some files? He said, yes, they had pictures that were taken in Boca Raton of J. Edgar Hoover in a dress with the red lipstick and the fingernail polish and the whole thing. And I looked at him. Here I am looking at the Godfather. I looked at him and said, Bill, excuse me, did he look better than Janet Reno? Well, I thought Bill was going to come unglued when I asked him that. But the fact of the matter is, it certainly was, and I think James is absolutely correct, it was the CIA via the Mafia that took him out, and you had elements in the government, including the FBI, who were well aware of what was happening and what went on to cover it up. And we've had the same scenario. The same people are in control today who were in control then.
Hey, thanks for the call, James. I think we missed Joe in Austin. Let's see if he's
still
there.
Yes, we did, but we've got Rick in Reno. Reno, Rick. Hi, Rick.
Gentlemen, good to speak with you.
Good to talk with you, Rick.
I'd like to announce that on the Internet Archive, that's archive.org, just put 911 in the search bar, and you know what will come up? The movie 911, The Road to Tyranny, which I uploaded last year, putting into effect Alex Jones' unique policy of no copyright.
Oh,
10,000 downloads of that movie as of today.
Well, that's a good thing.
Hello?
Yes.
That's pretty damn phenomenal. When you consider that there's folks out there to say that whine and say, oh, what can one person do? Well, I just told you what one person can do.
We do that every show, Rick, and I get very frustrated when people call in and say, well, you never talk about what you can do. All you ever do is, you know, this fear-mongering or whatever they call it. And I always have to say, are you listening to the show? Because just on this show today, in fact, Erskine, we spent about 15 straight minutes on telling people what they can do.
Absolutely. You can get the information out to people. You can have them contacting their representatives, have them contacting each other. And if you can get how many people out to watch on Sunday an NFL game? People are more concerned about the NFL than they are about their country. If you could get just part of those people mobilized to say, look, enough of this. We've got to stand up. We can't have this CAFTA, and we can't have this codex coming through. What's this about codex? This is even as dangerous as CAFTA for the health of the America, the health of the world. We can't have these events occurring. We almost stopped CAFTA, and I will say we because I believe that Alex Jones, I believe that Jack Blood, and hopefully myself had a little part in playing in waking people up to what's going on. Where are the unions? They aren't standing up. We need to have all of America standing up and saying no to giving up our sovereignty.
Well, as I said, I'm calling here to plug this film that's available in digital form on the Internet Archive at archive.org. Type in 911 in the search bar, and the very first film that will come up is 911, The Road to Tyranny, which in the independent news category of the moving images on the Internet Archive is the number two downloaded film right after Eminem's voting film.
You know, I want to say this, Rick, and it is great that Alex has a no copyright law, and I'm really happy to see people like you putting this up and people getting this out. But, you know, let's remember, and I think that people miss this a lot, Erskine, it's very, very expensive to run the operation that Alex Jones does. I have a fraction of that, and I nearly go broke every month trying to pay all the bills to keep myself on the air and to keep everything floating and moving. So, again, I mean, contribute to the cause and buy the film with the packaging if you can. Because, I mean, let's look at what it costs to go to a movie. Bring you and your wife and your kids to the movie with the parking and the popcorn and the hot dogs and the drinks and the movie and everything else that goes with it. You're looking at $100. Spend $20 to get a copy of this video. And I think that's very important. Give people the great packaging and contribute. Help pay the bills for this huge enterprise known as Alex Jones.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Rick. However, I would appreciate it if people would call 888-253-3139. Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. This is what keeps Alex on the air. This is what keeps him going, is the 1995. Now, we're not talking about a whole lot of money. It's not a $60 film, which it is a $60 film. We're only talking 1995, and you own it. You can show it to your friends. It's sitting right there. It's yours. And Alex says, make copies of it, do this, that, and the other. But, I mean, freedom isn't free. That's the thing. If you pay a little bit, if you enjoy listening to Alex Jones, then you're going to want to help. And the way to help, one of the ways, is by getting this film. He's putting it out for America. The least you can do is to get a copy of this film. If you believe in America, you believe in what Alex is saying. Martial Law 9/11, 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with Jack Blood.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
In for Alex Jones, the incredible Alex Jones, and we'll give out that number for Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, three films in one. 888-253-3139. Get the phone lines ringing. Order this video. This is important for you to have, for you to see, and for you to show. Don't put it on the shelf. This is one you're going to be looking at, one that you're going to be showing your friends. You want something to do? Get this out. This is one way you can fight while you still can. While you still can. 888-253-3139 or go to Infowars.com. And, Jack, if you don't mind, let's go immediately to, Sean in California.
Thank God for the Renegades.
You got it. Sean, you're on.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. You mentioned David Rockefeller. I think it's pertinent to bring this quote up. The 2002 book Memoirs on page 405, he says, more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon the well-publicized incident to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. He says, if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. So.
Oh, he's certainly guilty. There's no two ways around it, but he's proud of it. He is proud of it. Listen to that. He is proud of being, of selling out America to the globalists, and they're proud of it. They don't shirk from it. They admit it, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, so when we have the conspirator's own confession, and people still call it a conspiracy theory, I'm trying to understand exactly
That's the best way to really make your point, using their own words. You know, what are we supposed to do? This is what they're saying. You know, I've watched video footage of David Rockefeller in the audience, Dick Cheney hosting something to really build up Free Trade Area of the Americas and CAFTA, which we're talking about today, and about a five-minute build-up on how much Dick Cheney loves David Rockefeller, how much he owes Rockefeller, and an interesting quote from the Oliver Stone movie, which is Nixon, the Nixon movie, little cocktail party. You've got Henry Kissinger standing next to Nelson Rockefeller, and Henry Kissinger says as Nixon is walking up, you know, what good is a democracy if we can't put a Rockefeller in the White House?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing now, I think, is dystopic convergence. What I mean by that is that people read 1984 and they bring up the surveillance aspect, and that's certainly important. And a lot of people don't remember that another big element in that was the political bloc powers that were all controlled by the same elite cabal at the top. And so when we have these CAFTA, Sino-Russian Alliance, the European Union, which Gorbachev called the new Soviet.
Absolutely. Well, you know, by their words and, more importantly, by their actions, we know what is going on, and they aren't hesitant to tell us. Thank you so much for the call, Sean. This is Erskine sitting in with Jack Blood. Deadline Live coming up right after Alex Jones over most of these same stations with Jack Blood sitting in for Alex.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.